From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. This week, the Catholic Diocese of San Diego began the complicated process of reorganizing under Chapter 11. The diocese filed for bankruptcy late Tuesday, just hours before San Diego's first clergy sex abuse trial was to begin. That trial has been halted as a result. With 1 million parishioners, San Diego is the largest of five dioceses nationwide to declare bankruptcy. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports on how Catholics there are taking the news.
It's noon at Our Lady of the Rosary Parish in San Diego's Little Italy. About 100 faithful file into the modest church for Lenten Mass. It's a short service, about half an hour. Parishioners exchange greetings of peace and receive communion. And before the end of the service, Father Luis Solsha reads from a pastoral letter from San Diego Bishop Robert Brom. The letter announcing the bankruptcy filing had been posted the day before on the diocese's website. In it, Bishop Brom wrote that settlement negotiations with victims of sex abuse had been unsuccessful, that their demands exceeded the financial resources of the diocese and its insurance carrier, and that the move towards bankruptcy was not, in the bishop's words, a cop-out, but a sincere effort to face up to responsibility. Outside the church just afterwards, parishioner Mary McCroskey says she took those words to heart.
I'm just grateful for our bishop. He's worked tirelessly to try to make this a fair and equitable solution. I think bankruptcy is there to help preserve the assets and not to punish everyone for the sins of a few.
Parishioner David McCarthy, originally from Boston, was not quite as sympathetic.
I think it's too bad that they have to file a bankruptcy, but they filed themselves into it, so that's too bad.
Our Lady of the Rosary's music director, Marianne Wilson, was attending Mass with her husband and two young boys. She says she's saddened by the whole situation and hopes for justice for the victims. At the same time, she worries about what it all means for the diocese.
I think sometimes people get the impression that they can sue the Catholic Church and that it has all this money. But I work for the church and I see not only my own family where the money goes, but more importantly, I see where the money goes for the homeless, for AIDS victims, for all kinds of people, single moms trying to make it. And so I just hope that there's going to be money for other necessary programs.
In an earlier letter to parishioners, Bishop Brom raised Wilson's concerns as a reason for declaring bankruptcy. He wrote, "Good stewardship demands that settlements not cripple the ability of the church to accomplish its mission and its ministries." In seeking bankruptcy protection, the diocese claimed $150 million in assets. That amount does not include more than 40 schools and 90 churches it says belong to the parishes. Attorneys for the plaintiffs believe the wealth of the diocese to be many times greater. And so do members of the group Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, who held a news conference outside St. Joseph's Cathedral downtown. The group's national director, David Clossy, said Bishop Brom now has the obligation to meet with parishioners throughout the diocese
and listen to their concerns and answer their questions and explain why he's chosen this multi-year, multi-million-dollar, complicated process that will only delay the truth coming out.
Even in bankruptcy, the San Diego Diocese will likely still have to settle with the more than 140 people who are suing. Other dioceses that have sought Chapter 11 reorganization are doing just that. Bankruptcy proceedings in Tucson, Arizona, resulted in $22 million set aside for settlements, and in Spokane, Washington, $48 million. That money is coming from insurance payments, from the diocese itself, from its parishes, and from the sale of property, including the bishop's house. Andrea Hsu, NPR News, San Diego.